With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman will be holding its own human trials for a new vaccine against COVID-19. The Health Practice Commission granted approval to a local company to begin the first phase of human trials earlier this month. The commission says in addition to a comprehensive assessment of the science involved in the proposed COVID-19 trials, it also weighed a number of other key factors. Past successful trials by the same company, the involvement of highly respected local physician Dr. Suk Yen as the primary investigator, and the fact that the approach that the company is taking to the trial means that there is no risk of onward transmission of the viral disease. Participation on the trials is completely voluntary. Cayman is under a flood warning. The National Weather Service says a broad area of low pressure located just southwest of Grand Cayman has been marked by the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, as a tropical disturbance with a 50% chance of cyclone formation in the next 48 hours and a 60% chance of formation in 5 days. This area of low pressure is expected to slowly drift towards the northwest, taking the system further away from the Cayman Islands over the next 3 to 5 days. In the meantime, cloudy to overcast skies with intermittent showers and some thunder is expected. While showers may become locally heavy at times, leading to possible flooding of low-lying areas. Estimated rainfall amount per day on Friday, that's today, 10 to 20 millimeters. On Saturday, 10 to 20 millimeters. On Sunday, 15 to 25 millimeters, 0.5 to 1 millimeters a day. The flood warning is expected to remain in effect until Sunday evening. The member for Georgetown Central wants an update on where government is taking measures against loud music in local bars and events.
This level of music is disturbing many of my constituents and many Caymanians across the islands with the loud music. And I was told in the 2017 debate on the budget that we were going to get the equipment, and we've yet to get it yet. And this is 3 years later.
Kenneth Bryan was disappointed after learning from the premier that government has not acquired the necessary equipment needed to monitor and enforce the music and dancing control law. The Honorable Alden McLaughlin explained the holdup has been caused by the regulations of the bill.
Until we actually have regulations which say what the maximum decibel levels are, for instance, 50 feet, 100 feet outside the property of the perpetrator, there is nothing for the police to measure, because that has been the abiding problem, is that there has to be regulations which say what the maximum noise level permitted outside your property is. Otherwise, you can't prove any breach.
The department responsible, the Department of Commerce and Investment, is currently drafting those regulations. However, no timeline was provided for when they will be completed. And now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. President Trump has said that Israel and Sudan have agreed to normalize diplomatic relations. He made the announcement after a phone call with the leaders of the two countries. Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed what he said was a rapid circle of peace. Sudan joins the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, who've also recognised Israel in deals brokered by Washington. Moments earlier, President Trump formally removed Sudan from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. That followed Sudan's agreement to transfer more than $300 million to victims of terrorism and their families. Libya's main warring factions meeting in Geneva have signed an immediate permanent ceasefire deal intended to halt 9 years of civil war. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said the agreement was a fundamental step toward peace and stability in Libya. Under the agreement, foreign fighters supporting the rival sides have 3 months to leave the country. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is holding separate meetings in Washington with the foreign ministers of Azerbaijan and Armenia in an attempt to end nearly 4 weeks of fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh. The Czech Health Minister, Roman Primula, has refused an appeal from the Prime Minister to resign for an apparent breach of coronavirus restrictions. He was photographed leaving a restaurant late at night, despite all such establishments being closed because of the pandemic. The Nigerian President, Muhammadu Buhari, says at least 69 people have been killed during days of protests against police brutality. 11 of the dead were police officers. And the annual international rugby football match between England and the Barbarians, due to take place at Twickenham near London on Sunday, has been called off after 12 Barbarians players were stood down for breaking COVID rules. The players left their hotel bubble to have dinner at a London restaurant, contrary to team protocols.
That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's Noon News. I'm Dion Anglin.